Reading from the prophet Isaiah. In days past, the Lord humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in days to come, he will confer glory on the way of the sea, on the far side of Jordan, province of the nations. The people that walked in darkness has seen a great light. On those who live in a land of deep shadow, a light has shone. You have made their gladness greater. You have made their joy increase. They rejoice in your presence as men rejoice at harvest time, as men are happy when they are dividing the spoils. For the yoke that was weighing on him, the bar across his shoulders, the rod of his oppressor, these you break as on the day of Midian. This is the word of the Lord.
The Lord is my light and my help. The Lord is my light and my help. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Before whom shall I shrink? The Lord is my light and my help. There is one thing I ask of the Lord, for this I long, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to savor the sweetness of the Lord, to behold his temple. The Lord is my light and my help. I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in him, hold firm, and take heart. Hope in the Lord. The Lord is my light and my help.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I appeal to you, brothers, for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, to make up the differences between you. And instead of disagreeing amongst yourselves, to be united again in your belief and practice. From what Chloe's people have been telling me, my dear brothers, it is clear that there are serious differences among you. What I mean are all these slogans that you have, like, I am for Paul, I am for Apollos, I am for Cephas, I am for Christ. Has Christ been parcelled out? Was it Paul that was crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the good news, and not to preach that in the terms of philosophy, in which the crucifixion of Christ cannot be expressed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Hearing that John had been arrested, Jesus went back to Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he went and settled in Capernaum, a lakeside town on the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. In this way, the prophecy of Isaiah was fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, way of the sea on the far side of Jordan, Galilee of the nations, the people that lived in darkness has seen a great light. On those who dwell in the land and the shadow of death, a light has dawned. From that moment, Jesus began his preaching with the message, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand." As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were fishermen, and they were casting their nets on the lake. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they left their nets at once and followed him. Going on, he saw another pair of brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in their boats with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called to them. At once, leaving the boat and their father, they followed him. He went round the whole of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing all kinds of disease among the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to be to the Lord Jesus Christ.
When I was looking at what to say about the Gospel and the readings today, it really sort of took me back to the beginning of life. Baptism. When someone is baptized, especially a child, we say, having given them a candle, with a lighted candle taken from the Paschal candle, we say, "You are always to walk forever in the light of Christ, for you are a child of the light." And that's the theme of all the readings today, is light. If you look at a light close up, it's very bright. Jesus is preparing for his ministry, and he's saying, "Repent, for the kingdom is at hand. And we're working now towards Lent, where we will be in that repentant season. When you look at a light and it is so bright, as you go further away from that light, the light dims. It becomes harder to see. Harder to see the things around it. So it's only right that the further we get away from Christ, the harder it is to see him. So that's the early part of the gospel and the theme. How many of you, and me, and the priests and the clergy, can say they are truly near the light of Christ, and letting Christ's light beam out from them? It's difficult, I know. But if you think of it in that way, it makes it easier in a concept that hopefully we can follow. Get close to the light. While we're all in this situation where light is getting very expensive at home, myself and Denise have taken to sitting, watching television or doing whatever, and we have a candle that is actually warm in the room with the doors closed. But when you look at it, you think it's only a small candle. But it actually gives out a huge light. And you suddenly begin to adjust your eyes so that you can see the things, even from that small light in the room. Try it sometime. The warmth it gives out gives you an inner glow. And that inner glow, if you think about it, is Christ. We all search for that inner glow that we can shine out to others around us. The second part of the gospel is the calling of the brothers. Simon and his brother, James and John. And that, to me, is showing that we see the crowds around us going to Whitby's harbour and see the fishermen working. Lots of them. But Jesus doesn't see lots of people. He sees Peter, James, John as individuals, and he's asking them to follow him. And they don't ask any questions. They get up and they follow him. In the same way, Jesus doesn't see a crowd of people. He sees you. He sees me. He sees our families. Small people. Small groups. And he asks us as individuals to follow him. So when you go away from church this morning, just think, are you following the path to the light, or are you following the path to darkness?